welcome to Prayers for Your Day. Good morning. Today is Thursday, April the 11th, 2024. As always, I give God thanks for you, not only for who He is and what He is doing in your life, but who He is and what He is doing in the lives of your loved ones, the people, places, and things that God has divinely connected you and I to for such a time as this. On this morning, I want to pray. I know usually on Thursdays we'll do the word is enough, just to try to engage and encourage you all to get in your word, to read your word, to know the word of God for yourself, so that in times of hardship, right, in times of difficulty, and just to go or to gain a better understanding of who God is, that you would know His word, that you would come into the growing knowledge of who He is. Notice that I don't say the full knowledge, because I don't think we will ever understand who God is in all of His fullness. We just get glimpses, but we grow by faith. The Bible says that we go from faith to faith and from glory to glory, so that we serve a God in whom that we constantly grow as we get to know Him in new ways, as we get to experience Him in who He is. That's how we come into the knowledge of who He is, by reading the Word of God. So we're not going to do a word, the word is enough today. Instead, I'm going to pray for men. I'm going to pray for men all the way from the womb to the grave. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for men on today. So if you have men in your life, whether they be your spouse, whether they be a significant other, whether they be siblings, your father, men who are important in your life, men you work with, your children, your grandchildren, we are going to pray for men all the way from the womb to death. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for today. We glorify your name. We call you awesome, for you are awesome. We call you marvelous, for you are marvelous. Hallelujah. We call you a miracle working God, because you are a miracle working God. We call you the lover of our soul, because you are the lover of our soul. You are the love of our life, God. And for that, we bless your name. Hallelujah. You are our creator and our maker, oh God. Hallelujah. And for that, we give you glory. For that alone, oh God, we give you praise. You are the one that created the heavens and the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. And for that, we give you glory. For that, we give you praise. We worship you on this morning, oh God. We honor you, oh God. We bow down before you, oh God. We tell you how great you are, how magnificent you are, how lovely you are, how awesome you are, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name on this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. We bless your name on this morning, oh God. We bless your name on this morning, oh God. For your name is great and greatly to be praised. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, God, before we even pray, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins, oh God, that there's been anything that we've done, that we've said, that we've even thought about, oh God, that has not been pleasing in your sight, oh God, that has not been honorable in your sight, oh God. We ask right now, in the name of Jesus, that you would forgive us, that you would search our hearts, oh God, and if there is anything in our hearts, oh God, that's not like you, that's not pleasing to you, oh God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would remove it, that you would deliver us from it in the name of Jesus. Oh God, if we got to go through the process of deliverance, that we just got to go through the process, oh God. Hallelujah. But God, the main thing is that you would be pleased with our life. The main thing, oh God, is that you would be pleased with our life. The main thing, oh God, is that you would say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Hallelujah. God, do a new thing in our heart. Do a new thing in our mind. Do a new thing in our soul, oh God, so that we might always think on things above and not on things beneath. That we might always, oh God, hallelujah, do the things that are pleasing to you. That we don't worry about what this world thinks. That we don't worry about what this world has to say, oh God, but that our mind and our heart is focused and centered on you. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray on today, and we lift up every male. We lift up every man on today, and we ask, oh God, hallelujah, that you would do a great work in them, oh God, hallelujah, from their birthday to the day that they leave this side of the world, God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would do a great work, hallelujah, on the males, hallelujah, that are in their mother's womb, even now, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray right now for a special covering for the babies, the male children in the womb. We pray right now, oh God, even now, that they would not experience rejection. Even now, oh God, hallelujah, we pray right now that they are not hearing while they're in the womb that their mothers really don't want them, that their daddies aren't claiming them, oh God, hallelujah. We're praying right even now in the name of Jesus against the spirit of rejection. We're praying right now in the name of Jesus against the spirit of abandonment for our male children, for our male babies, oh God. We are praying right now, oh God, that they would be born healthy in the name of Jesus, that they would have all of their right chromosomes, oh God. We pray right now, oh God, against any sickness or disease. Hallelujah. We pray right now that they would make it, oh God, all the way to the full term of birth. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, oh God, that they would not be premature babies, oh God, but they would be mature even in their birth, oh God, that they would be born, oh God, in a level of maturity. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now, oh God, that the NICU wing in the hospitals, oh God, that the nurses would have to go to other floors and tend to other floors because there's nobody in the NICU, that there are no premature babies, that there are no sick babies, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray right now for every male child, every male teenager, oh God, every young male right now, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus against temptation, oh God. We pray right now, oh God, that they would not be tempted to sexual immorality, that they would not be tempted to do drugs, that they would not be tempted to be gangbangers. Hallelujah. That the only side that they decide to be on is on the Lord's side. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for positive male influences in their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If the father is not around, oh God, we pray right now that you would raise up a male figure in their life, a male figure that would impart Jesus. Hallelujah. Someone to impart swag, someone to impart, hallelujah, how to live this worldly life. But we pray right now in the name of Jesus for male role models that would impart Jesus, that would impart, hallelujah, the importance of following a righteous God, the importance of reading their Bible, the importance of choosing their friends wisely, hallelujah, the importance of getting a good foundation and education in school, the importance of being good sound readers, the importance of paying attention in school, hallelujah, the importance of being obedient to their mother and their father, the importance, hallelujah, of the village. God, raise up the village for our male children, for our male young adults. In the name of Jesus, raise up not only male role models, hallelujah, in their family, raise up male role models in the schoolhouses, raise up male role models in the neighborhoods, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, raise up godly Christian mentors, oh God, that would come around our boys, that would come around our young men, that would come around our young adults, in the name of Jesus, raise them up even now, oh God. Hallelujah. God, keep our young boys, Keep our young males, hallelujah. Keep our male adults, oh God, hallelujah, free in their mind, oh God, free to worship, free to praise you, free to honor you, free to speak your name, oh God, even when it's not popular, hallelujah, even when it's not popular on social media, hallelujah, that they would bless your name at all times, hallelujah, and your praises will continually be in their mouth, even when it's not popular, hallelujah, when they're out here beginning to get interest in young women, hallelujah, God, let it be in their hearts that they would find spiritual young women, not the women who are out here showing their bodies, hallelujah, and are just looking for something to do, but they would find young women, hallelujah, that they could say, let's go to Bible study, that they would find young women that they can say, hallelujah, do you want to go to church with me on Sunday, that they would find young women, oh God, that they could have good, clean fun with, that they could maybe go to the bowling alley and go out to eat, but whatever that they do, God, that it would be fun, that it would be pleasing in your sight, oh God, that it would be good, clean fun as young men in the name of Jesus. And oh God, hallelujah, we pray for them to find virtuous women, oh God, for your word says that a man who finds a wife finds a good thing, hallelujah, that our men would not be interested, oh God, in just finding any old kind of woman, but that they would be interested in finding a good thing, hallelujah, that they would be interested in finding a mate that is suitable for them in the name of Jesus, a tailor-made mate, oh God, that you have specially made for our young men in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as our young men grow, hallelujah, teach them, oh God, how to be protectors of their home. Teach them, oh God, how to be providers in their home. And not just protectors, hallelujah, with the physical, but oh God, that they would be protectors spiritually, hallelujah, that they would be men that know how to stand in the gap, hallelujah, for their families, for their parents, for their siblings, hallelujah, for their wives, for their children, hallelujah, that they would be men of integrity in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that they would be men free to worship, oh God, in the church houses, that they would be men not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we're praying for our men on this morning. In the name of Jesus, that they would be, oh God, protectors in the name of Jesus, that women, hallelujah, their wives, not just any woman, but their wives would find safety, mental safety, psychological safety, oh God, spiritual safety, physical safety, oh God, emotional safety, financial safety, oh God, in the arms of the men that we are praying for on today. Raise up men, oh God, who are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah, that they would speak about your goodness, that they would speak about your grace, that they would speak, oh God, about your mercy. We are calling forth an army of men in the name of Jesus, that they would be soldiers in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah, wherever they go, they would be soldiers in the army of the Lord. Hallelujah. And oh God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you would keep their health up in the name of Jesus. We come against every sickness, disease, and infirmity, oh God, that has a tendency to latch itself to men. We come against right now in the name of Jesus. Prostate cancer. We come against, oh God, heart disease and strokes in the name of Jesus. We come against dementia in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we come against right now, oh God, the spirit of lawlessness in the name of Jesus that somehow finds itself centered around men, men who are then taken away out of the community, men who are then taken away from their children, men who are then taken away from the church because of the spirit of lawlessness. They've done some things, oh God, that may have caused them to be incarcerated. And some of them, oh God, just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. And some of them, oh God, hallelujah, are innocent in the name of Jesus. But oh God, we pray for them right now that even in incarceration, oh God, that they would find you, that they would stay in steadfast, unmovable, always abounding, hallelujah, in Christ Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we're lifting up our men on this morning. Hallelujah. We're praying for them. Hallelujah. We're praying for their mind on this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, keep their mind. Hallelujah. Keep them from distraction, oh God. Keep them, hallelujah, from lust. Hallelujah, for we know that men are visual. Hallelujah, and some of the things that they look at draw them into lustful temptation. Oh God, keep the men on this morning, oh God. Let there be one man for one wife in the name of Jesus, and not all this bed hopping. Oh God, help us on today. God, we pray for men on this morning, oh God. We pray for them, hallelujah, that they would be heads of their households, and that they would be head of their households, not just financially, oh God, but you called them to be head of their households spiritually first. Let them rise up spiritually. Hallelujah. And Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just declare and decree, if there are any men listening to me under the sound of my voice, I declare and decree that God is setting you free, and he is raising you up, and he is calling you to be a soldier in the army of the Lord in the name of Jesus. So many people talk about getting your bag up. Hallelujah. But on today, I declare and decree that you're going to get your spirit man up. Hallelujah. That you will walk in the spirit. Hallelujah. That you will speak what God says to speak. That you will not be bold. That you will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you have to stand alone, hallelujah, you know that you are standing on the Lord's side. Hallelujah. And that you begin to know as a man that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, in the name of Jesus. Even though the world may encourage a lot of things, I encourage you in the Lord on this morning, because when your spirit man, hallelujah, is up, when you get your spirit man up, everything that you've ever even imagined will fall into place in the name of Jesus. If you seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, all things will be added unto you. Get your spirit man up, man of God. Hallelujah. God is calling you. He wants you in the army of the Lord. Get your spirit man up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Send this to a man that you love on today and tell him to get their spirit up in Jesus' name. Amen.